May 12, 1922. One who lives in the divine will concurs in everything that God does. I was thinking to myself, who knows in what I have offended him, that my sweet Jesus does not come as usual? How can it ever be possible that without anything, the goodness of his most holy heart, which easily exceeds with those who love him, would resist so many calls of mine? Now, while I was thinking of this and other things, he came out from within my interior, and covering me completely with a mantle of most refulgent light, in such a way that I could see nothing but light, he told me, "My daughter, what do you fear? See, in order to keep you safe and well defended, I surrounded you with this mantle of light, so that no creature and nothing may harm you. And then, why do you want to waste time thinking that you have offended me? The poison of guilt does not enter into one who lives in my will. Besides, your Jesus would strike you lightning if he saw you with even the slightest stains of sin. I would put you out of the circle of my will, and you would immediately lose the attitude of operating in my will. Ah, my daughter, the sanctity in my will is not yet known. Each kind of sanctity has its own special distinction. Many are surprised in hearing that I come often to you, since I have not been used to doing it with other souls. The sanctity in my volition is inseparable from me, and in order to elevate the creature to the divine level, it is necessary for me to keep her either identified with my humanity, or in the light of my divinity. Otherwise, how could the soul maintain the attitude of operating in my will, if my working in hers were not one? Now, the soul who lives in my will takes part in all of my attributes, and together with me she concurs in each one of my acts. Therefore, she must concur with me also in the acts of justice. This is why, when I want to chastise, I hide my humanity from you, which is more accessible to the human nature, in such a way that, at the reflections of my humanity, you feel the love and the compassion that I have toward souls, and you snatch from me the scourges with which I want to strike them. Then, when creatures do so much as to force me to strike them, hiding my humanity from you, I raise you into the light of my divinity. And as it absorbs you and delights you, you do not feel the reverberations of my humanity, and I, being left free, strike the creatures. Therefore, either I manifest my humanity to you, making you concur together with me in the acts of mercy toward creatures, or I absorb you into the light of my divinity, making you concur in the acts of justice. But you are always with me. Even more, when I absorb you in the light of my divinity, it is a greater grace that I give you, while you, not seeing my humanity, lament that I deprive you of me and do not appreciate the grace you receive. On hearing that I was concurring in the acts of justice, frightened, I said, "So, my love, now that you are striking the creatures, making their homes collapse, am I doing this together with you?" "No, no, heaven forbid that I touch my brothers. When you want to strike them, I will make myself small in your will. I will not diffuse myself in it, so as not to take part in what you are doing. In everything I want to do what you do. But in this, striking creatures, never." "And Jesus, why are you frightened? In my will you cannot be exempt from doing what I do. It is a natural thing, and this is exactly the sanctity in my will, to do nothing from one's own, but to do whatever God does. And then, my justice is sanctity and love, and it serves to balance the divine rights. If I did not have justice, all the fullness of perfection would be lacking to my divinity. So, if you want to live in my volition and do not want to take part in the acts of justice, the sanctity done in my will would not have its full completion. They are two waters fused together, one is forced to do what the other does. On the other hand, if they are separated, each one follows its course. My will and yours are the two waters fused together, and whatever one does, the other must do as well. Therefore, I want you always in my will." So I abandoned all of myself in his will, but I felt great repugnance in me toward justice. And my sweet Jesus, coming back, told me, If you knew how heavy it is for me to use justice, and how much I love the creature. The whole of creation is for me like the body to the soul, like the skin to the fruit. I am in continuous and immediate act with man, although created things hide me, just as the body hides the soul. However, if it wasn't for the soul, the body would have no life. In the same way, if I withdrew from created things, they would all remain without life. In all created things I visit man, I touch him and I give him life. I am hidden in the fire, and I visit him with its heat. If I were not there, the fire would have no heat, it would be a painted fire and without life. But while I visit man in the fire, he does not recognize me, nor does he send me one greeting. I am in the water, and I visit him by quenching his thirst. If I were not there, the water would quench no one's thirst, it would be dead water. But while I visit him, he passes before me without bowing once to me. I am hidden in the food, and I visit man by giving him substance, strength and taste. If I were not there, in taking food man would remain on an empty stomach. Yet, ungrateful, while he lives on me, he turns his back to me. I am hidden in the sun, and I visit him with my light almost every instant. Yet, ungrateful, he repays me with continuous offenses. I visit him in all things, in the air that he breathes, in the flower that gives off its fragrance, in the refreshing breeze, in the striking thunder, in everything. My visits are innumerable. Do you see how much I love him? And you, being in my will, are together with me, visiting man and giving him life. Therefore, do not be frightened if sometimes you concur in justice.